Welcome back to Navigating Performance Management, Your Compass to HR Success, the podcast from Appraised. I'm Rowley Walter, the founder of Appraised. And Appraised is an employee performance management platform that is designed to help managers and employees get the very best from each other, getting feedback on how they're doing, alignment on objectives, and clarity on opportunities for personal development and growth. And we'll be talking today about check-ins with Anna Cengic, Associate Director HR at Affinity Private Wealth. Anna plays a pivotal role at Affinity, leading their efforts to cultivate a high-performance culture that aligns with their core values. She oversees the development of training programs, recruitment strategies, and talent management initiatives, ensuring all employees are equipped with best practices. Affinity Private Wealth, as an independent wealth management firm, empowers clients to align their values with their wealth. Anna, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. Great. Thank you. So we are here to talk about check-ins, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about what you do at Affinity. So I've got a few questions. We could just start off with some simple ones, okay? So can you just tell us a little bit more about the check-in process at Affinity? You know, how frequently do managers and team members check in together?
So at Affinity, we check in on a monthly basis. And the reason for that is because we want a transparent process. And often, I think when you have a yearly check-in, you forget what you've done all year. So it's very difficult to monitor. You can maybe think back on the last month, but further than that, you just need to be remembered what you have done. So actually having a monthly check-in allows for both the employee to be transparent about what they've done, share about, you know, their successes, and for the manager to check in how they're doing, a well-being check, but also making sure that the person is on track. And, you know, it's proven to be very effective because that way you can address issues a lot quicker, but also you can say thank you more often than if you would do it on a yearly basis. What we've also noticed is, because it ties into the yearly review, is that there's no surprises. People know how they're doing because they're getting that continuous feedback and they're working on their continuous development. So we always say during year end, there is no surprise how you've been performing.
Absolutely. And this is a way of making sure there are no surprises, right? Because it's, we've all been told that in the past, that the annual review, if you're having one, there should be no surprises. But actually making sure there aren't any is much easier if you are having these monthly check-ins. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about it. So the monthly check-in, what do you provide for managers? Do you give them guidance or set of prompts or anything like that? Do you tell them what is in scope and what's not in scope of that discussion?
We give managers training. So anyone, for example, who's recently promoted will go through a 6-month training program on what it means to be a people manager, I would like to call them. And we give them guidance around Appraised, how they can do SMART goals, SMART objectives. We recently added KPIs as well. And basically they are provided with all these guidance, but we very much want people to develop their own management style. So when they're new to it, they might be accompanied by their manager into the meeting just to make sure that everything is how we expect it. But for the rest, we don't monitor it. You know, we don't go into the actual appraisals. We just make sure that they take place on a monthly basis. That's all that HR does.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Have you had any feedback from people around the process? And, you know, was it interesting? I mean, was it a change when you introduced it that people were not familiar with?
So I actually, when I joined the company, they already had Appraised set up. So for me personally, I've always known Affinity with Appraised. So I'm not sure about the change, but I know they went from basically paper document, writing everything down and scanning that into a more a process where it's more incorporated into business as usual.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask actually about. You mentioned Appraised, using Appraised, and of course you don't have to, you know, there are other systems out there, but I'm just curious to to hear what you say about introducing technology into this process. Fundamentally, we think it's about having a great conversation between the employee and the manager, but obviously technology can play a supporting role. You know, how do you see it fitting in? What does it add that you might be missing if you weren't using any platform at all?
I think if you're not using a platform A, you don't have that continuous conversation. It becomes very administrative as well, if you just have everything on pieces of paper. And I think also you forget what you've discussed as well. No one wants to have that piece of paper a month later or 6 months later and think, oh yeah, that was what I was supposed to focus on. In terms of technology, I think what is an added benefit, so how we run the appraisal is that employees input their comments in advance of the meeting, and managers can then input it during the meeting. So it doesn't become another thing that managers have to do. They have that meeting, they have that discussion in the meeting room, and then they update the comments as they go along. So when they leave the meeting, in theory, they should be done with that monthly check-in. Yep. So it just makes lives easier.
Fantastic. Okay. Right. So this is an organization that has moved away from the old once a year appraisal perhaps to, and you've really embraced continuous performance development, which is fantastic to see. I'd love to know what you think though. Is there still a role for an end of year review or a reflection over the last 6 months, the last 12 months, and planning ahead for over a longer time scale? What do you think about that? And is it something that you do at Affinity?
Yes, we still have the yearly process in place. And the reason for that is because A, it gives a good point in time to think about the last 12 months, see how where you've come from basically, and also think about where you want to go as a employee and as a business as well. So I think if you don't have that moment, you might be very much stuck in the nitty-gritty, in the business as usual, everything that kind of happens throughout the year. Whereas if you sit down, make the time, and our appraisal year-end process takes us a good 2 months. It's not 2 months of everyone's time, but just getting 360 feedback, making sure that everyone thinks about how they've performed, where they want to get to in terms of their career. It's a good opportunity to just have a think about that as well.
I totally agree. I think for me, the best process is one that combines the little and the often, the continuous, you know, the thank you here, a bit of advice there, a little bit of training, a bit of support, just checking up on your progress, on your objectives, you know, all of that throughout the year, and combines all of that with a more reflective period. Maybe it doesn't have to be every 12 months, could be 9 months or whatever is right for you. But that time where you get to say, okay, look, here's all the notes from all the check-ins that we've made over the last 12 months. And this is where you've really moved, you know, from here back then you were getting this kind of feedback, and now you're getting this kind of feedback. You've really developed and come a long way in that time. And that's something that employee can really take on board and, exactly, you know, feel good about. And then you can also make more sort of longer term plans for the future, which lends itself to thinking about career development and so on, which maybe is not something you'd have the time to really reflect on or talk about if it was just a monthly 20-minute check-in.
Exactly. And I think one of the, you know, the jokes within the HR community is if you have a yearly appraisal, that managers wait for 6 months to give feedback. They think, why haven't you given me that 6 months ago? Yeah. So having that combination is actually really useful for both parties.
Excellent. I'd love to ask you now about how we can make sure that these check-ins stay on point and are really valuable for both manager and employee without becoming too much of a kind of micromanagement process, especially when we're in a remote working environment. Did you ever have any concerns around how it might end up like that, or could go wrong, and how's it worked out in practice?
I think we've had different feedback in the past. So some find it a good pace, so every month is fine. Some people find every month too often. We do, again, Managers can tailor it, but the preferences is a month, because if you wait for 2 months, something might get missed in the meantime. But we are flexible because there are holidays that get in the way, or business as usual, big projects. So we want to make sure that everyone is on board. I think it's informing the manager mostly, making sure that they're on board why we're doing the check-ins. So making sure that they are aware that if they have those check-ins, they retain people, because people can speak up more often. Sometimes people will not speak up, you know, in an open office like we have. They want that time to themselves. They feel valued if they get that dedication from their manager. So making sure that the manager understands that it's not just a tick box exercise. There is a reason behind it. Now, of course, not every manager will have a diploma from HR diploma to back them. So it's very much informing them why it's important. And also there is the legislative element as well. So if there is ever a tribunal dispute, having everything recorded is just best practice.
Absolutely.
As well. So they need to be aware of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a, yeah, can, you know, having regular check-ins means you probably reduce the risk of getting into that kind of situation in the first place. Yeah, I think that's really interesting. When we talk to managers about the importance of doing check-ins, sometimes we have to remind them that a lot of the value is for the employee, and they don't necessarily remember that. So as an employee, it's fantastic to get the kind of feedback from your manager that you need in order to progress and so on. But from the manager's point of view, you could be just doing fine, and they just want you to carry on. But it's just really important to remind the employee that they are doing fine, and this is great, and this is where they can go, and so on. So it's easy for managers to forget that extra value that they're giving to the employee.
Exactly. And we always try to remind managers as well that, you know, if someone is doing a good job, to say that in that meeting, and more often than, you know, at their desk as well. But again, it's something that's sometimes you forget when you're busy, to say thank you.
Exactly. Okay, Anna. So finally then, any companies that are interested in moving to these more regular conversations, continuous performance management, and perhaps they haven't done that before, they've had a, you know, an annual appraisal or something like that that perhaps nobody likes, any advice that you would offer them?
I would say make sure that it works for your company, and that you train managers first, because you need their buy-in before you can do anything else. So making sure that the managers understand why you're moving to a more frequent checkup, and also making sure that they understand that it will help them in the long term as well. It will be as often or as little as you need. We actually added a quarterly checkup now as well, just to make sure that we understand, as the board, as the senior management team, how people are progressing. Because it's now tied in into the performance reward at year end. So we just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, equally, that we don't have any surprises at year end, thinking, oh, someone has been performing well and their manager hasn't fed that back, that maybe they're not performing as they should be, or equally, someone has excelled and we're not aware that they've done a great job. So it's just a bit more checking points between managers and senior managers.
Okay, that's interesting, because that, it sounds like this is a process that is constantly evolving, or you're responding, right, to business needs and feedback from managers, employees, and the senior leadership team, to make sure that the process is working for everyone and delivering value. And sometimes that does mean you need to tweak it and update it from time to time, right?
Absolutely. And we've got 62 employees, so we can be nimble. We can always listen to our employees, what they need. So it's perfect.
Excellent. Okay, Anna, thank you so much. That's really helpful. And Thank you so much for your time. I would love to know if people want to hear a little bit more about what you're doing, and you know, if they might want to ask you for some advice. Are you open to that? And where might they be able to find you?
It would be they can contact me on my details are on the website because I do have a complicated surname, but they can find me on our website under the Teams page on Affinity Private Wealth.
Fantastic. Okay, Anna, thank you very much again. And thank you to everyone that has listened or watched the podcast so far. A new episode will be out next Wednesday, so don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to make sure that you don't miss it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.